And the World Cup is in North America, as we all know. The Americans debut tonight, the first game at Dallas Stadium, as they are calling it, coming up on Sunday between Japan and the Netherlands. And so we thought, of all these countries that are in the World Cup and so many people that are coming to the area, what would be the top five countries that you want to visit? And you've already been to several countries.
I have.
A bunch of countries, and I know there's a couple that you've been to that are probably going to be on my list. The only country that I have ever been to that is not America, I went to Mexico, but I mean Tijuana, which is...
still Mexico, but I know
still
what
you're Mexico,
saying.
Yes. But not really experiencing anything in it. And then I've been to the Bahamas, which is another country, and I've been to the Cayman Islands, and that was it. That was not... That would be considered, I guess, a foreign country. Because I've been to the U.S. Virgin Islands, but that's a U.S. territory.
No, I'm glad I've started to explore the world. And I think if my wife didn't have or was not in this travel group, that I would probably be the same way. You'll get the Jamaicas and Bahamas and Mexico, but that's about it. But they've allowed us to explore in a controlled environment, which is way better for me because still... I think now we may be past it because I like the fact that if you go with either another couple or a group, it just makes you feel like you will do a lot more. You will explore a lot more because my wife and I will go somewhere. And if you're tired, all right, let's just sleep in. We're fine. Let's get some breakfast somewhere and then we'll walk around a little bit later and kind of push things aside. But when you're with someone else who wants to get out and be a little bit adventurous, it makes you get out and go. And especially the group when they have the itinerary already planned out, man. I think that's the perfect way if you're a little bit hesitant to get out by yourself or with just your significant other to walk around and explore. That's the way to do it because everything is just lined up. And I love vacations where I can chill because I'm a chill type of person. But, you know, you can't go all the way to Italy or Rome and not see, you know, some of the history that's around there. Mm-hmm. And in that environment, man, it just makes it a whole lot better. But, yeah, I would like for you to go first because I can tell you if I've been to these places and if it's worth you having your mindset on going.
So for me, number five, and this is probably going to surprise a lot of people because you wouldn't think of this, but my brother and I have talked about going to this place for the last couple of years, and hopefully it'll happen sooner rather than later, but that is Guatemala. And the reason why is that in Guatemala, it's called the, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this, it's the Acatenango Trek, and it's a two-day hike where you spend the night outside, and you hike up one mountain, and the mountain next to it is an active volcano that erupts constantly, and so at night, while you're camping out on the side of the one, you're watching across the way of this volcano erupting with lava and all that, and it just looks really cool, but it's one of those things where you're hiking over the course of 2 days. I think where you stop, the base camp's about 13,000 feet, and so it's 4 to 6 hours getting up and a few hours going another place and back, so you're over a course of 2 days, you're hiking probably 12 hours, which isn't too bad over 2 days, but I picked that out a while back, and I don't know why we haven't gone. I do, because it's me. Of course he would go, but hopefully to do that in Guatemala. Number four for me is Italy. I want to go to Italy.
That's well worth it.
Yeah, because you've been.
Yeah.
And I've heard people talking about Italy and how cool it is. And I think it'd be cool to experience the different parts of Italy and just going to see like the Colosseum and some of that old Roman architecture would be really, really cool.
Whatever you think about it and what you expect out of it, multiply that by
really?
200 times.
Okay.
It is incredible.
Right.
So walkable.
Italy.
Everyone's really friendly and it's modern enough to where you won't feel too out of place. But as soon as you step outside, you know where you are. And the looks of it, everything you've seen on movies,
yes,
or TV shows or whatever, okay, it's just that, man. We had a blast there. And that's one on the list for me to definitely go back. You always try to explore different areas, but then you'll go, okay, we had so much fun here. And that was with the group.
Okay.
That was
okay.
With the travel group. So we had the itinerary plan with the three different cities, and it was incredible.
I just imagine the food and the wine has got to be on an unbelievably elite level.
It is. We still have some of the Italian champagne shipped to our house now from that trip because it was so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three for me, and I may be trying to make this happen in December when we're on dry dock, and it's a island nation that I have. I've been looking into islands recently.
Okay.
And I found one. It's like, man, this is badass. It's got two big-ass mountains, so there's some good hiking, and you can see waterfalls, but also gorgeous beaches. And that's down, it's called St. Lucia.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been, but yeah. I've heard great things about it.
Yes, and so I found a spot, thought it would be pretty cool to maybe check out. Because I also like the fact that there's some good hiking, and like it's worth it to go into the forest areas, and you can see these really pretty waterfalls and stuff, other than just, I'm going to lay on the beach for 5 days or whatever.
Just don't chase them.
Yes. No, I
then you'll be fine.
I won't do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Number two for me, and you've been here, you went recently, and I would love to go. I heard from you. My brother says it's one of his top countries he's ever been to, and that would be the land of the Irish in Ireland. I would love to go to Ireland.
I never even thought that was on the radar for me. Didn't even think about it until I saw the hotel that someone said that they stayed in, and it looked so glamorous, looked like a castle. It's like, okay. That's in Ireland? I don't know if I want to go, but that hotel looks really cool. And I showed the wife, and she went, okay, I want to stay there. Didn't even know where it was. So that's the only reason why we went.
But number one for me, of course, and at some point I will definitely make it over there, it's where my last name comes from, and that, of course, is Scotland. And I would love to go see where the Clan MacLachlan came from, and that whole region of Europe, and of course the UK, being in Scotland, I think would just be really, really cool.
Maybe you'd wear a kilt while you're there. 100%.
I would try to get a legit kilt and with my tartan on it and rock it out. Show them my
with your what on it? On it? On it?
Tartan. It's called the tartan.
Oh, okay.
It kind of distinguished what clan you were with.
Never heard that word before.
With the C.
Okay.
The C-L-A-N.
That makes a huge difference.
100%. Sure does.
Big difference.
Sure does.
In what you're saying.
I don't think you tell Donovan about the other one.
Clan with the C.
All right. That's a pretty good list. Something that you definitely can accomplish, man.
I know. I feel like these are all doable.
Yes.
And probably in the next handful of years.
Yes.
Just go on one a year.
Let's go.
Knock them out.
All right. So this number five for me only exists because I started playing golf. And now you're looking for golf trips where you can go and play in different places. And a buddy of mine mentioned a place that I hadn't thought about. And then I saw some of the golf resorts out there, and it looks glamorous. Those resorts over there that said, okay, I have to go. So it's been one of the ones I've been looking for a few years now to travel to, and that's Turkey.
Turkey?
Like, I don't even think about traveling over there, and then the golf over there is magnificent.
In Turkey?
Yes.
Man, yeah, I would have guessed 50 countries before I guessed Turkey.
I would, again, just like the same as Ireland. I would not even think about that country as a destination. And then when I started looking around, and she started sending me different resorts where you can go and play golf, and I was like, man, this place looks spectacular.
Wow.
So Turkey has been on the list, and that is at number five. At number four, I have Brazil. Okay. And I know a lot of people will say, it doesn't feel like it's too safe. It feels like it is a constant party in Brazil.
Can be.
And I feel like at some point, it won't be a full-out party.
Go to Carnival.
Pretty much past that. And I think that would be the kind of Mardi Gras of going, which is great in concept. And then when you're there, I can't handle everything that's going on. But Brazil has been a place where, okay, you know what? I feel like I need to go there at least once just to check everything out. Two for me, and two and three are places that my wife has already been. She told me about it. I didn't get a chance to go. And now I feel bad because I want to go, but I don't want her to repeat herself because she went with the travel group. Three is Australia.
Okay, yeah. That'd be cool.
And two is France.
And she's I didn't realize you hadn't been to France.
No, okay. I haven't. Wow. She went to Paris with the travel group. I don't know exactly what other cities that they visited while they were there. But she went to Paris, and she loved it. She talked about how romantic it was, and she wished I was there and all that. It's like, dang, well I kind of blamed the job. But I was in that frame of mind of, that's just too long of a plane ride. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And especially Australia. And she talked about just how great it is down there, how cool it is. And I hate I missed it. So I want to go back someday, but it's going to be her repeating. And you have so many other different places that you want to try and get to. So we'll see if those will ever happen. I think France is at the top of the list for next year's out of the country trip that we're trying to see if we want to plan with the couple that we have. They haven't been either. My wife's the only one that's been, so
she knows where to go then.
You know what? That's never a bad thing. It's, you know, she can pull out the itinerary from where she went, and maybe we can, you know,
like you get to the Eiffel Tower. She's like, seen it.
I know. She shows me her picture with the French dude she took the picture with when she was over there. Yeah, he's feeding her croissant and everything.
Mimes just walking around. It's kind of cool.
So number one for me is a place where my buddy just went, like, I can't remember how many months ago, and he talked about how great it was. And sometimes when you think about going places that's huge, and it intimidates you a bit, but Japan.
Oh yeah.
He talked about how wonderful it was.
My brother said the same thing.
Dude, how clean it is, how immaculate it is, and just going around checking everything out with all those people and how they go about their business. He said there was nothing like it.
I've heard the food scene there is like untouched. Like if you think the New York food scene is awesome, like I've heard people just say it just dog walks it.
And ever since he came back and said we were thinking about it, are talking about places to go, and then that came up, and you start exploring, like, okay, now is that the trip you go? But I don't want him to repeat himself because he went for a work trip, which is a little different than going for pleasure. So that's all that quickly shot up to the top of my list of saying, okay, that may be something different out of the comfort zone, because we usually go places where you can chill and relax and sit on the beach and go to a resort and do all that. And Japan would be more of a hustle and a bustle. But I think it'll be well worth going. So that's at the top of mind.
Yeah, you hear, my brother said that in Japan, you mentioned it's super clean, but everybody is so courteous, and it's just, they're so well-mannered.
Going about their business, not worried about anything else, but their business.
Much, much different there.
Yeah.
Because of that. Like, they don't cross the street. He said there'll be a horde of people, not a car in sight, and they're all just waiting for the light to turn. All of them, like, not even a single person tries to go.
And we just came from New York, and there's, like, no one. Even when a car is rolling down at 50 miles an hour, they're just walking out in the middle of the street. They don't care, but it's so different that I want to check that out. So I don't know if that's going to be it. We'll make some things happen. We'll figure it out for next year. But though I think it's going to be out of one of those five I just named.